Report: American families on average pay $9 more for tank of gas under Biden-Harris admin. By Wendell Hasebo on October 25, 2021. American families on average are paying $9 more for tank of gas under the Biden-Harris administration than under former President Trump, Fox WTGS calculated. Last year, the average price of gas was $1.22 less than in October of 2021. It costs motorists $45.90 to fill a 15-gallon tank of gasoline. That is $9 more than what motorists paid in January of 2020 when pump prices hit their peak of $2.46 per gallon, Fox WTGS reported. The national average price for a gallon of gasoline has increased 6 cents over the past week to hit $3.38, the AAA wrote in a press release. The pump price has gone up every day in the past 27 days, adding approximately 20 cents to the cost of a gallon of gas. Establishment media news networks have not been able to ignore the increase in gas prices. The Republican National Committee's RNC War Room clipped a video Monday of MSNBC acknowledging there is not a state where the average price for a gallon of gas is below $3. The increase in gas prices have small businesses owners worried it will impact their ability to stay in business. Owner of All South Landscape, John Haynes, told WTGS he spends nearly $130 to refill his truck, lawn mower, and gas tanks. Maybe a $100, $180. Can't afford it, Haynes said. At a CNN town hall on Thursday, President Biden blamed OPEC for the pain consumers are feeling at the pump. Gas prices relate to a foreign policy initiative that is about something that goes beyond the cost of gas. That's because of the supply being withheld by OPEC, Biden claimed, and so there's a lot of negotiation that is. There's a lot of Middle Eastern folks that want to talk to me. I'm not sure I'm going to talk to them, but the point is, it's about gas production. Though Biden blamed OPEC for the increase in prices, the Biden-Harris administration canceled the Keystone XL pipeline on the first day in office. The previously greenlit pipeline by Trump would have increased supply the nation's oil supply. Gas prices are at the highest levels since 2014 and Americans' heating costs could increase as much as 54% this winter, the RNC's research team tweeted and rebutted Biden's comments. Biden attacked American energy, and now Americans are paying the price. When Biden was asked at the town hall if gas prices will come down, he responded, "There is a possibility, but it will be difficult. It's gonna be hard. It's gonna be hard," Biden said about reducing the price of gas. "There's a possibility to be able to bring it down. It depends on a little bit on Saudi Arabia and a few other things that are in the offing." Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.